From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A GOP state senator says the Missouri General Assembly's special session aimed at restricting abortion is worthwhile. Democrats and several Republicans contend it's a waste of money to debate abortion legislation, especially when it will likely be challenged in court. But Republican Senator Bill Eigel of Weldon Springs praised Governor Eric Greitens for calling the special session. He added it's worth the extra time if the legislation in question stops abortions.
So I'm happy to go down and help defend those values. And I think we'll find that a vast majority of the Republican caucus are interested in fighting for those same protections.
Among other things, the bill in question would require unannounced inspections of abortion clinics and give the attorney general the power to enforce abortion laws. A federal judge in St. Louis is set to hear an update on the progress Ferguson, Missouri has made in its agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice. The St. Louis suburb has been under scrutiny since the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown in 2014. Brown, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot by white Ferguson officer Darren Wilson. The Justice Department found patterns of racial bias and profiling in Ferguson's police and courts. U.S. District Judge Catherine Perry signed off on an agreement between the city and the department in April 2016 that calls for significant changes in police and court procedures. The hearing begins this afternoon. Missouri lawmakers are still haggling out the details on legislation aimed at restricting abortion. Jason Rosenbaum has more on whether legislators can come to consensus on the special session.
Senator Bob Onder wasn't completely satisfied after the Senate approved abortion legislation with less than what Governor Eric Greitens asked for during this current special session. But the Lake St. Louis Republicans supported how the House expanded the bill, including adding a provision giving the Attorney General more power to enforce abortion laws.
I would summarize that the House bill covers all of the things in the governor's call, which I think is a positive development. And I think the amended bill will meet a good reception in the Missouri Senate.
So when are senators planning to act? Well, the Senate is scheduled to gavel into session on Thursday, but Onder says the chamber is not expected to debate the abortion legislation. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A lawmaker says Missouri Governor Eric Greitens will sign his bill to ban people convicted of sex offenses against children from coming within 500 feet of children's museums. Cassville Republican Senator David Sater said yesterday he's meeting with Greitens for a bill signing in Jefferson City today. The legislation also would make sex trafficking of minors a form of child abuse under state law. It would require that children be told and informed in writing of their rights when taken into custody by police or juvenile officers. Another provision would allow the Social Services Department to keep reports of child abuse where the perpetrator is unknown. The agency now must destroy records if investigations don't turn up sufficient evidence of abuse. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.